The lawsuit is an interesting one.
One ex accused of deception.
Nora, I never intentionally set him up. I wasn't out for money. I just want what's fair for my children.
The other labeled a deadbeat.
Did you know he lost his job?
Ma'am, he can't keep a job.
I've always paid my child support on time.
And the drama keeps unfolding.
I haven't gotten child support since September.
It was an Academy Award performance, let me just tell you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. William Molnar is suing his ex-wife, Stacey Burton, for the cost to overturn a child support judgment. William says he was absent from the hearing because it was held during the week of his wedding.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 465 on the calendar, the matter of Molnar versus Burden. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. And have a seat. You're welcome.
Mr. Molnar, you and the defendant were married. You've been divorced for a long time, 10 years?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have two children?
Yes.
I've read both your sets of papers, and this is what I gather. Your divorce was amicable, and you agreed on a child support order in the amount of $1,000
a month.
And that was satisfactory and was paid for many years.
Right.
And then the defendant met and wanted to marry and relocate. So far, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And at that point, you had been divorced for 8 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And you asked Mr. Molnar if he would consent to your relocating with his children.
That's correct.
Because you wanted to marry and your husband lived out of the jurisdiction. Mr. Molnar agreed, and up until that time he had seen the children.
Yes, ma'am.
But he said, if you're going to move with the children, I want a reduction in my child support because it's going to be more expensive for me to visit them.
Yes, ma'am.
And you agreed.
Yes, ma'am.
To reduce his child support in half to $500 a month. In what month and year was that, Mrs. Burden?
July of 2007.
And for how long did Mr. Molnar, Mrs. Burden, pay you the $500 a month?
For 2 years.
Your Honor, I'd like to make a point that I not only paid that, but I paid above and beyond that amount.
Give me an example, Mr. Molnar.
I was paying her $200 extra, knowing that the kids are expensive. I also, that's the minimum that I do. I was paying for their phones, insurance, college funds.
When you say you were paying for their phones, you paid those directly?
Yes, ma'am.
He did pay for their cell phones as far as paying $200.
Just a minute. Did he ever pay you an amount over the $500 a month?
I think once, possibly twice, but there was numerous times he paid me less than $500.
That's absolutely not true. And that can be proven.
Okay, I may ask you to do that.
Okay.
Now, there came a time, Mrs. Burden, when you decided that that agreement should no longer be binding. When was that?
It was last year, January of 2009. The children were getting older, it was more expensive. I felt it was time for a
It was about a year and a half later, after your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
So within 18 months of agreeing to allow him to reduce his child support because you had moved, you decided that that agreement should be vacated.
It wasn't a friendly agreement. He showed up the day before we moved and said, I'll let you move, because there was no problem with us moving, fine and dandy. The day before we move, we have everything packed. He shows up saying, it says in our decree you can't move. In order for you to move, you got to cut my child support in half. So it was more like a bribe. And what am I going to do? I said, sure, fine.
Whatever.
Okay.
So you filed an application for increased child support.
Just an order that I could go through the state where I wouldn't have to call him every month and say, hey, it's the 15th, can you pay me my child support?
Can I see the application that you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor, I want to...
Okay.
What Mrs. Burden is saying is that she
suit
didn't
for
file
modification
for more child support. All she filed for was to have the amount. Let me understand you, Mrs. Burden. What this is going to tell me is all you are requesting is that the order be made payable through the court.
Yes, ma'am.
Not for any more money.
I wanted something fair.
Ah, So you are asking for more money. That's what I said.
If they would have said 500, that would have been fine.
Hey, Ms. Burden, let's not play with each other, you and I. Don't be a passive aggressive. You weren't looking to get less money. You were looking to get more money.
If they felt that was fair, that would have been great.
Ms. Burden, you're playing with me. Anyway,
I think it would have been fair.
Just a second. Because the lawsuit is an interesting one. Mr. Molnar says that you filed this application and the date that was set was during the week that he was remarrying. And he asked you to change the date.
Yes, sir.
And he was given assurance that you would do whatever was necessary to change the date. You went to court. He wasn't there. You allowed the hearing to continue. And there was a child support order that was made that was 2.5 times as much as your original agreement. And he had to get a lawyer to overturn that default judgment because he wasn't there. And he wants you to compensate him for the attorney's fees to overturn the default judgment. That's what he's asking for. That's what the lawsuit is about. You say he should have changed his wedding date. He should have been there. That was his problem. I read your answer. And you have a counterclaim. You say he's harassed you. Okay, that's what the lawsuit's about. So now I'm going to read your application. When you were served with this, you were served with it on...
Those are actually his papers. He was served April 16th. His wedding wasn't until August 4th. We went to court on July 29th.
When did he call you, Mrs. Burden, after he was served with these papers?
The day he received the papers, okay. April 16th.
And can you tell me what the conversation was? You tell me what the conversation
was. He wanted to know what that was, but I'd already told him in February, expect these papers to come. I'm asking for a court order so I don't have to call you every month and ask for my child support.
Okay. Mr. Molnar, now it's your turn. You were served with these papers. These papers are very clear. While your former wife told you that she was merely asking for an order to be made payable through the court so that she wouldn't have to call you, that's not what these papers say. The papers clearly say in English, and you look like an intelligent man, so I'm sure that
you
read and comprehend English, that she is asking for a modification of the order because the circumstances of the children have materially changed, that it's been 3 years since the order was last issued, that the court should modify the order pursuant to the child support guidelines and make an order for health insurance. So it doesn't just say here that the order should be made payable through the court. It was requesting other relief.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is what you're saying that you haven't gotten it or that he didn't pay it?
I haven't gotten it.
Well, who cares about that?
They asked him to pay me directly, and he said, no, she wanted it this way. She can live with it this way.
Absolutely right. He can't trust you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. William Molnar says ex-wife Stacy Burden owes for legal fees resulting from a child support hearing that was held during the week he got married. Stacy is countersuing for harassment.
Now, I assume that when you got these papers, any man who has anything to lose would take these papers to an attorney. Did you?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Well, based on our conversation, she was very upset. I've always paid my child support on time.
What was she upset about, sir?
That she even started this process.
Well, but she started it.
Right. And she said she would rectify it. I want to remind you, I was out of work at the time, too. Did not have money to go hire an attorney.
Don't tell me. All I want you to do is tell me what she said to you. Don't give me a global response.
She said
she
would have it dismissed.
Is that what you told her?
No.
What did you tell him?
He was very well aware.
Don't tell me what he was aware of, Ms. Burden.
I said, I am going to court to get a child support order through the court and insurance for the children.
So you did not tell him that you would either change the date or modify the order?
I tried to call the attorney general. He said, you better take care of this. You better deal with this. So I got on the phone immediately as soon as we hung up and called the attorney general.
Somebody says to you, Ms. Burden, let's not play with me.
No.
So what did you say to him after he said, you better take care of this?
I will call the attorney general's office.
And the connotation of that is that you would take care of it by calling the attorney general's office.
To change the date, because it was on our son's birthday. I didn't set the date.
So you told him you would change the date.
I told him I would try to change the date.
Did you change the date?
They said absolutely.
No, not they said.
No.
Just answer my question.
No.
Did you change the date?
I couldn't.
Did you call him and tell him that you did not change the date?
Yes.
When did you call him and tell him that you did not change the date?
Within 30 minutes.
What did you say to him?
They will not change the date. I called.
Absolutely not true.
Who did you speak to at the Attorney General's office, Mrs. Burden?
I don't have a name. Whoever answered the phone, I explained we had a court date set. We needed to get the date changed. And they said, we don't change the dates. I don't have a name. But I do know that he called the Attorney General and they testified.
No, just a second. I'm asking you.
I don't have a name. I didn't know it was going to be an issue at the time.
Well, it turned out to be an issue because there was a default judgment and he had the default judgment overturned, which means a judge found that at least someone had been misled about whether or not there was going to be a hearing.
Your Honor, he was served
on 7/29
with a subpoena to the sheriff at his front door.
I don't care.
Saying you need to appear. And everywhere through there, it says you must appear or you may get a default judgment.
Mrs. Burden, this matter was already adjudicated before another judge who overturned the default.
And I gave him half of that child support back. I wasn't out for money.
Just a second. Then it was very easy. You signed this document. You know, you have to get your story straight. First, you told me that all you wanted to do was get the order paid through the court. Then you say, you told me, well, that's really not true. What I really wanted was a fair order, whatever the court thought was fair. And you told me that you wanted an order for health insurance.
So, all of it.
Well, you didn't tell me that at the beginning, madam.
I'm sorry. I just want what's fair for my children.
Look, Ms. Burden, I understand that, and the law also provides that you should have what's fair for your children. But what you don't do is you don't make an agreement with him that allows you to move out of the jurisdiction and a year later sue him for increased child support. That smacks of being unfair. Now, I'm not getting into that because I assume that he continues to pay the child support that he at least agreed to when the year that you decided to move.
I haven't gotten child support since September. Not a penny. He's paid it. He's paid the state, but the day that, and I have the letter from the judge, the day that the judge was supposed to sign our order, it snowed in Houston. Everything got put behind. They sent him
just
a letter.
Is what you're saying that you haven't gotten it or that he didn't pay it?
I haven't gotten it.
Well, who cares about that?
My children care about that. Listen to me.
That has nothing to do with him.
He asked him to pay me directly, and he said, no, she wanted it this way. She can live with it this way.
Absolutely right.
So absolutely the kids go without
child support
for 6 months?
That's absolutely right. He can't trust you. So, has nothing to do with him. You have a beef, take it up with the court. He's not going to send it to you directly. I wouldn't send it to you directly because you weren't straight up with him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you had gotten an attorney to appear for you on that date and asked for a continuance, you would have gotten it.
I had no reason to disbelieve her. She convinced me I did not need to appear on numerous occasions. It was an Academy Award performance.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. William Molnar says ex-wife Stacy Burden owes for legal fees resulting from a child support hearing held during the week of his wedding. Due to his absence, William says Stacy received a default judgment.
Go ahead.
Your Honor, he had months it says right on there, file an answer within 20 days. He did nothing.
Ms. Burden?
He did nothing.
I know what Ms. Burden.
He got married a week after the court date.
Madam, you were getting child support for 8 years. You chose to modify the order, and you chose to modify an order in a way that was certainly not anticipated by the plaintiff when he said, okay, you want to get married, it's going to make it more difficult and more costly for me to see my children, so I have to be compensated for that because I'm not going to give you what I've been giving you, and it's going to cost me more to see the children, and you agreed to it. And then a year later, you filed for a modification, more money. And you were given, as a matter of fact, at the default hearing, how much was the order that the judge granted you on default?
$1,390, and I gave half of it back.
Just a second. You didn't give it back to him until he sued to have the judgment overturned.
That's not true.
When did you give it back to him?
I don't have the canceled check. It was as soon as he paid it, I gave him half of it back.
She did that. I mean, that's fine.
Why didn't you tell the judge that's an unreasonable order?
When I went up there that day, they said, how much are you getting? I said, $500 a month. They said, well, he made $135,000 in 8 months last year. He should be paying you more. And I said, I'd also like to have insurance for my children because they haven't had it in 3 months.
All I'm asking you is, you heard the judge make an order,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, ma'am.
At any time when the judge made that order, did you say, That's really not a reasonable order because I know that he's not working now. I'm asking you a question.
No, ma'am.
Right. Did you at any time say to the judge, he didn't come and because he may have been under the impression that I was going to change the date?
No, there's no way to change the date.
Mr. Molnar, do you have the order? I would like to look at it, overturning the default judgment.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
I have it right here.
I'd like to see it, please. Sir, you paid an attorney a certain amount of money.
Yes.
How much?
To get the default judgment overturned, around $7,900.
Did you ever not have health insurance for your children?
No, ma'am.
Is that right?
No, it's not correct. When he lost his job in November, he had insurance through the end of the month. At that point, he had the option to choose COBRA. He never invoked the COBRA. If I took the children to the doctor, I had no insurance card, no
prescription. They were covered under COBRA.
No, show me the policy.
Shh. Listen, part of my problem with awarding you the full amount of the attorney's fees is, Mr. Molnar, you're a pretty bright guy. And just as you got a lawyer when things started to become a bit of a sticky wicket, if you had gotten an attorney to appear for you on that date and asked for a continuance, you would have gotten it.
I had no reason to disbelieve her. She convinced me I did not need to appear on numerous occasions. I mean, it was an Academy Award performance, let me just tell you. I was sold hook, line, and sinker, and I feel pretty dumb.
I had no way of knowing what was going to happen that day. I don't work for an attorney. I had never been to court. I didn't know what was going to happen that day. I just wanted a court.
Didn't you get a divorce?
Yeah, we got a divorce.
Just a second, did you have an attorney during the
Oh, yeah, we had an attorney. It was his gym buddy who represented both of us.
Listen to me.
For so he could save money.
You agreed to it.
Shh. Miss Burden, don't play a victim with me. You were a smart enough lady to have to agree to a reduced order of child support and to petition the court a year later for an increase in child support once you moved. From his perspective, you agreed to something and a year later you chose to modify
it. Because things had changed.
And I don't think he's a crazy guy. The only problem is what you did cost him a lot of money. And that money could have much better been spent, you know, putting into Children's College Fund, not sending it to you.
He's trying to use the Children's College Fund to pay for his attorney. He's that low.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Well, you have to pay for part of his attorney because I think that he was misled, Mrs. Burden. Now I'm going to hear your counterclaim.
All right, my counterclaim is for harassment and assault. Most recently, he assaulted my husband in the courthouse.
I'm not interested in your husband. I'm interested in you.
He called me in August when all this started and said...
You mean after the hearing?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
And said, did you hear about that man killing his wife in Las Vegas over child support? And I said, no. I said, why? And he goes, I'm just letting you know.
What else?
So that's what started. I have phone call after phone call after phone call. I have a log of how he's called. I have police reports.
I don't want you to give me police reports. I want you to tell me when he called and what he said.
You better get this straightened out. Well, that's what he said. And I have it on recording.
Is that what he said to you?
Yes.
That's what he meant.
Yeah.
That's what he meant, Mrs. Burden. That is not a threat, and that's not harassment. But I believe that you did lull him into a sense of security that he did not have to be present on 7/29. You let the judge proceed with the hearing to go into his income to modify the order without saying a word. And that, madam, as far as I'm concerned, is unfair. I think that Mr. Molnar had an obligation, and what he should have done was send in a note to the court and at least cover himself by saying, I am getting married that week, can we please either move the date up or move the date back, but I'm not going to be there. Should have done that. I do think, however, that he was lulled into a false sense of security by you. I'm awarding him $2,500 on his counterclaim and awarding you nothing on your claim for harassment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm sorry it was perceived that I deceived him. I don't live my life like that.
Clearly, I was deceived, and I bought it, and for that, I feel a little bit stupid.
He is my children's father, and I would like to have a decent relationship with him.
The message here is do the right thing and say what you're going to do, and I had no reason to believe that she was not going to do what she said, and she didn't do it.
Not to go through the state for your child support, hire an attorney. If you don't have money for an attorney, you won't get a fair shake.
I'm just glad that my day in court and that I prevailed.